You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
10:35, medium wave. This is North Sound 2. Very good morning to you, Cammy. We've got an absolute pair of superstars.
Hey, listen, this is right up my street, boy.
You must remember the Vital Spark.
I was the Vital Spark. I used to play that in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I had two big trunks. We put them together and we called it the Vital Spark.
Well, they're touring. They're at His Majesty's Theatre on the 27th of September to the 1st of October. And we are talking to the two stars of Para Handy, which is a voyage around the stories of Neil Munro. We've got John Bett and Jimmy Chisholm in the studio. Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good morning to you. Morning. Very well indeed.
Now, I'm old enough, we are old enough to remember The Vital Spark. I think it was one of the first ever Scottish comedies and it was such an institution. How do you follow that up, guys?
Well, that's it. That's the problem of it's so deep-rooted in the consciousness of people of a certain age. There's wonderful performances, of course. Yeah. But what we have to do is completely forget about them, really.
Yeah.
Because when we're on the stage, we're not dealing with naturalism at all. So it can't actually have a boat and water and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On His Majesty's Theatre.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Have you got the budget for it? I'm sorry.
I'm really disappointed now.
But we've got to find a new way of doing it. And I really want this show to be a surprise and a delight for people. So I thought, how will I do it? And I thought, because I worked with Robert Pettigrew, who's a composer and musician, I thought, actually, one of the ways of telling a story is to tell it musically and to tell it with a band. So there's lots of songs and singing. The narrative is carried through with the band as well as the actors. And another way of telling a story is to give people the feeling of what it was really like. I've scoured the Scottish Film Archive. So I've got quite a lot of contemporary film taken at the time by amateurs of people going doing the water and paddle steamers and people paddling in the water and all kinds of stuff, which I think is a fascinating kind of document of the time.
Brilliant.
So that would be lovely.
That's a different slant in it altogether, though, doesn't it? It takes a different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But an original slant as well, because of the way you've done it.
Yes. So I'm hoping that although you're carrying with you into the theatre images of Roddy McMillan and Johnny Greave, that you'll come out with different images completely.
And Jimmy, you're starring in the role. You are going to be Para Handy.
I certainly am. I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Have you checked up on all the old footage of Para Handy and The Vital Spark? How have you researched this?
Well, I mean, this is the great thing about working with someone like John Bett. He doesn't want you to do an impression of anyone. He wants to see your version of the same man. So I've read the book that, of course, Para Handy comes from, the Para Handy Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I am of a certain age and will never forget Roddy McMillan's superb performance. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful performances ever on TV from Scotland.
Yeah.
But it'll be my own crazy slant and... Para Handy, fortunately, you never know where he's truly from because he keeps shifting the goalposts and
tells lies all the time.
He just tells people whatever he thinks they need to hear at the time. So I'm a Highlander, and Para Handy in this instance will certainly be a Highlander.
Yeah.
And he's such a brilliant character. It's not difficult to find plenty of things to grab hold of and have fun with. He's a terrific character to play, and I can't wait to put him in front of an audience.
He was certainly one of the first characters that I remember ever being funny in my own language.
That's true. That's brilliant.
I think that's part of the brilliance of Munro. I was really surprised, coming back to these stories after 50 years, to find that they were so fresh and funny still. And the reason that is because Munro is a brilliant observationist of Scottish life, and why these characters are eternal is because we could recognise ourselves there, our faults and all our backstabbing and meanness and drunkenness and funniness and generosity and kindness too and camaraderie. He's got all these things within that little boat with the four characters, a dysfunctional family who hate and love one another. It's great stuff.
It's funny you should mention that dysfunctional situation, you know, with the guys all together. But, I mean, you could really transfer that to any any town in any village in Scotland, couldn't you? But there's so many rich stories, and it, as you've just said, it's so observational. How do you condense that into one show? Are you following bits of the stories, or well, are you developing just in the mood of how the stories were written?
Yes, I've taken one or two core stories and followed them through. And as I say, I've used the band to link the stories, so it's not an episodic feel to the evening, so it actually has a kind of through line. And bits and pieces, of course, from the stories about midges and stuff like that, they're all that's all kind of woven into the texture of the evening, so that hopefully... I've invented stuff, and I can't now, at this distance, remember what is mine and what is Monroe's. And I think that's a good thing. And I
we
think
do that on a weekly basis. We have an arrangement. We just don't tell anybody anything. We say it's all ours. We've found that's worked for us, and whilst you've been in the game probably longer than us at a higher level, just say it's yours. Yeah. Fine.
Beg, steal, or borrow. That's...
And I think if it's really funny, it's probably Monroe's.
So you're at Eden Court in Inverness, then you're off to, with us at His Majesty's Theatre Royal in Glasgow in the Edinburgh Festival Theatre.
That's it.
That's from the 21st to the of September to the 15th of October. You're here at His Majesty's on the 27th of September to the 1st of October. Not your first time in Aberdeen, Jimmy, I know that, but what about you, John?
No, I was in pantomime last year with at HMT with Elaine C. Smith.
All right.
My wife and I played the King and Queen. It was a lovely part. We fell asleep for 100 years just before the interval. It was a great time.
That's half an hour shorter than the audience fell asleep for.
Gentlemen, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And you've given us two pairs of tickets to give away. We're going to do that in a couple of minutes. But thanks very much, and all the best with Parahandy.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Much.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.